So let's review. In the previous daf, Rabbi Yechon explained the machlekes Rabbi Yisi v'chacham as follows. Rabbi Yisi holds, Hefker kemat tana, v'yochel lach zeboi, da'ad li'os l'shul zaycha, lo'yotz m'shus ha'mafker. A mafker can retract his hefker because he still owns the item until the zaycha takes it. While the chacham hold, Hefker lav kemat tana, v'ein yochel lach zeboi, the me'idna da'afkrei nofek le'mershusay. The mafker cannot retract his hefker because he does not own the item once he declared the hefker. Although Rava questioned Rabbi Yechonon's understanding and concluded that l'kulei ama me'idna da'afkrei nofek le'mershusay, our Gemara proceeds based on Rabbi Yechonon's understanding of this machlokes. Tanya, hamafker es sodeyu. If a person declared his field ownerless, kol shloisha yamim yachol achzabay. During the initial 3 days, the mafker can retract, as the Ran adds. Even if another person already claimed the field, however, after 3 days, the mafker cannot retract, even if it was not yet claimed. However, if the mafker gave the hefker a time limit, such as for 1 day, 1 week, 1 month, 1 year, or for one Shemitah cycle, if no one had yet claimed the field, the mafker can retract his hefker. However, if the mafker or another person already claimed the field, he cannot retract his hefker. There are two obvious questions. Why is it that in the Reisha, the hefker only takes effect after 3 days, and in the Seifa, the hefker takes effect immediately? And why is it that in the Reisha, the mafker can be chayzer even when another person already claimed the field, and in the Seifa, the mafker cannot be chayzer when another person claimed the field? The Gemara offers three explanations. Reisha Rabbanan, Sefer Rabbi Yisi. The Reisha concurs with the Chachamim who hold that midei Reisa, hefker eino yachal achzabai, did me'idna de afkri nafek le'mershusay. The hefker takes effect immediately midei Reisa. This explains the second halacha of Mikan ve'elich, in yochel achzabai, afil le'zacha ba'achar. However, midrabanan, the hefker is not effective in the first 3 days, mepnei haramoin, demafkirin v'hadrim b'hoin, because of deceitful people who, in order to exempt themselves from ma'aser, would declare the fields ownerless with the intention to reclaim them immediately. Therefore, the Chacham initiated that kol shloisha yamim, the field does not become hefker regarding all matters, so that im yisku b'hem, l'yiu zeichem in hefker. If the mafker takes back his field, he is still chayv b'meiser, because it's not hefker yet. And afila yisku b'y achra l'yikna, another person cannot claim the field because of the tekanas chachamim. And therefore, v'yachal achzabay, the mafker can retract, because it still belongs to him. However, l'achar shloisha yamim, the field does remain hefker midai raisa, for all matters, because lo gazrina. There's no concern that a Ramai will take his field back, as the Ran explains, kol shenasa hefker b'ramois, ein ha'bailim ma'achar l'zakas bo yesim ha'gimel. When a Ramai is mafker his field, he usually takes back his field within 3 days. The Ran explains that in the safest case of hefker l'zman, the second halacha, mishazacha ba, ein yachal achzabai, is l'divri ha'koil. Certainly after somebody took it, he cannot retract. However, regarding the first halacha, atchaloi zachaba, yachal achzabai, the Chacham disagree and hold afiloi zachaba, ein yachal achzabai. The hefker takes effect immediately, afilo teich gimel, even midrabanan. The Chacham left it at the din deiraisa, because legezrina. There's no concern for a Ramai because a Ramai does not need to make a hefker lazman, since he can take his field back through a hefker stammer as well. However, Sefer Rabbi Yisi. The Sefer concurs with Rabbi Yisi who holds that midiraisa hefker yachal achzabai da'ad le'os l'shul zaycha le'yotz m'shul samafker. Therefore, it's simply the din deiraisa atchalei zacha ba beinu beinacha yachal achzabai because le'yotz m'shul samafker. The Ran explains that in the Reish's case of Hefker Stama, regarding the second halacha, Rabbi Yisi disagrees and holds that midei Raisa, anshalei zocha ba'achar, afila achar shleisha yam yachal achzabai, because leyotz mishos hamafker. However, he agrees with the first halacha that midei Rabbanan kol shleisha yam yachal achzabai, afila mishos zocha ba'achar, because of the takanas chachamim emnei haramoin, the mafkirin v'hadrim b'hain. However, la'achar shleisha yamim, there's no reason to be geizer, as explained earlier. Ula says, Seifa nam rabbanai. The Seifa also concurs with the Chacham who hold hefker eino yachal achzabay. De me'idna de afkere nafik le mishusei. However, in the Seifa regarding the first halacha, actually zachaba benhu bin achar yachal achzabay, the Chacham do agree with Rabbi Yisi that yachal achzabay. Because hefker lezman lo yishchichi. It's not frequent for a person to make a hefker lezman. And as the Ran explains, ki even though they ratzel afkir le oilam, since the mafker does not want to make it hefker forever, he also does not want the hefker to remove his ownership before someone claims it. Rish Lakish says, "Mid the sefer Rabbi Yisi Rishon Nam Rabbi Yisi." The Risha also concurs with Rabbi Yisi, who holds that mid Raisa hefker yachal achzabay. The adle asul l'shozeicha layotzim mishasa mafker. However, in the Risha, the second halacha of la'achar shleisha yamim. Rabbi Yisi agrees that the hefker takes effect after 3 days midrabanan, to lo lishtakeach teres hefker, to be mechazik, to preserve the hefker midaraisa, so that people will realize that mishazacha ba'achar may have kerik hazachi. If another person claims the field, the peris are pata mimaiser because he gets the field from hefker. As the Ran explains, people may make an erroneous assumption that zacha ba'achar lo mefker hazachi. If a person claims the field that was hefker, the payers are chayiv b'meister because since yachal achzabay adalei aslo shozaycha to lo yotze mishusam hefker, people will think that it's not considered hefker midaraisa at all, but rather that he's getting it from the owner. And with this assumption, they will take meister from these payers for other payers that are chayiv b'meister or vice versa. And the halacha is in mafrishim min achiv al apater umin apater al achiv. The afrasha is not effective and it remains tevel. However, in the first halacha, toich shleisha yamim, yachal achzabay, afilo zacha achar, the Chacham did not initiate a hefker midrabanan to be machazik the hefker midaraisa, but rather hamidu devreim adaraisa that yachal achzabay mipnei haramoin to mafkirin v'hajim b'hain. The Gemara in the following daf, according to one explanation, qualifies that which Rabbi Yisi holds, hefker kematana, the yachal achzabay, the adilei osla shuz zeichel yotzim shuz hamafker, is only in the case of the afkre b'afnei train. The owner declared the hefker in the presence of only two people, similar to the case of the Mishnah of the Madar and Mudar. This hefker is considered a matana, in which the mafker still owns it, because as the Ran explains, b'bei trei lekakala, v'adaita ditu afkre. The hefker will not become known, and his intention was to make it hefker only for these people, but not for others. Therefore, it's still his until one of them takes it. However, Bius agrees with the Chacham that Hefker lav kmatana ve'ena yachal achzabay de me'idna de afkre nafik le mishusei in the case of the afkre ba'apet lasa. The owner made the Hefker in the presence of three people because be'beit lasa ikakala va'dayte de kol ama afkre. The Hefker will become known and his intention was to make it Hefker for all people. In this case, the Hefker indeed takes effect immediately and he cannot retract. And the Gemara cites the following machlokes amiram regarding the amount of people required to be present during a declaration of hefker. Amr b'yechanan mishum b'shim b'nei tzadik kol amafker b'fnei shleisha have a hefker b'fnei shnayim lo have a hefker b'mishum ben levi amid v'atera filu b'echad have a hefker u'matam amr b'shleisha kidei shiyehei echad zecha v'shnayim me'ida. Hanulach perek ein bein hamuder. We have Baruch Hashem completed the fourth perek of Masechet Nedarim. And we'll begin the fifth parak ha-shutfin in the next daf, daf mem vav, be'ez Hashem.